When you stand up on the invitation, Hidayat comes into our heart. Hidayat. Then you know Allah is this. Then you know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this. I have to follow his ways. As Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, once I entered the hujra of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the room. He said, Mananti, who are you? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married 9 years, widow 18 years, she thought he was joking. So she very smilingly said, Ana Aisha, I am Aisha, your beloved wife, who else? Man Aisha, who is Aisha? Aisha became nervous. She said, Aisha binti Abu Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr. Man Abu Bakr, who is Abu Bakr? Now the voice started to raise. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala replied, Abu Bakr bin Abi Quhafa, the son of Abu Quhafa. Man Abu Quhafa? She ran away. She thought something extraordinary has taken place. After a long time, she was called back. She said, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May my father and mother be sacrificed over you. You see, what happened? What happened? You never behaved in this fashion. So Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, lima allahi waqtun la yasani fihi nabiyun mursalun aw malakun muqarrabun. There is a time of privacy between Allah on one side and His creation Muhammad bin Abdullah on the other side. During this time of privacy, no prophet from the time of Adam alayhi salatu salam to Isa alayhi salam can come inside. And none of the Muqarrab Farishtas, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mika alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam including, they cannot come. This is private talk. One side Allah, one side Abdullah. At such a time you came, so I did not recognize you. Do you know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is? Brothers, we don't know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Otherwise, how can we dare to leave his ways and follow the ways of this animal kingdom of the West? Impossible. Impossible. That iman, that hidayat will come from the da'wat. When you give the da'wat, then you will implicitly follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see. When you will follow implicitly Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will give you hidayat. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. When you will follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, letter for letter, stroke for stroke, footstep for footstep, then Allah will love you. Who is Allah? The doer, the cherisher, the sustainer, the maker, the breaker, the master of the day. He will be ours. Everything will be ours. That is hidayat. Then you will get such a prayer, you see, that it will stop you from us all from shameless sex. Inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. Then this prayer will carry us, save us, solve all our problems in the world, save us from the torches of the grave, get us the record of deed in the right hand, enable to cross the bridge, enter into paradise. As salatu miftahul jannah. Salah's finished. You see? Salah, salah, that salah we want. Salah, a salah, miftah al jamal, that salah. Then we'll get that ilm which will show us what our Allah requires from us every second of our life. Even cutting our fingernails, we will know how to do it. Pattern Muhammad bin Abdullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Order of Allah, pattern Muhammad bin Abdullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see? Then we'll get that zikr. That when we know what Allah wants from us, we will engage ourselves in that act with the thought, Allah is watching. Karaman katibin spends coming into here. You see. Malakul maut behind. Jannat right. Dozakh left. Standing on the bridge. How can we commit a mistake? When you get that type of zikr? Impossible. Then that akhlaq in which we will fulfill the rights of everyone, not demand our rights, we will help everyone, then Allah will help us, we will take pity on the people on the earth, then Allah will take pity on us. And the greatest pity and the greatest help is to make an irreligious fellow into religious fellow. You see, then we'll have that that ikhlas un niyya, you see, for which the orders of Allah will descend upon us. And being the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only object of life, as was the object of life of Khalid ibn Walid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, may Allah have pity on Khalid ibn Walid. The only object of his life is that Haq and the people of Haq should prosper, and Batil and the people of Batil should be destroyed. That was his only object of life. He used to go out in the path of Allah and he used to say, oh Allah, I want to remain in your path till I die. I don't want to return home. You see. That was the desire of those people. You see. Without that hidayat, the kingdom of Namrud, the kingdom of Firaun was useless. The multi-millions of Qarun were useless. The businesses of the tribe of Shoaib were useless. The prime ministership of Azar and Haman was useless. The chieftainship of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab was useless. The power of Aad was useless. The invention power of Samud was useless. The gardens of Shaddad were useless. They were destroyed in this world, destroyed in the hereafter. That hidayat you will get from Dawat. Number one, in'am. The bounty of Allah due to Tabligh and Dawat. The second bounty. There are two powers. Power of Khaliq. The power of Allah. The power of makhluk. The power of makhluk is the atom bomb, hydrogen bomb, the artillery, the navy, the air force, the earth, the water, the fire, the wind, the angels. These are the power of makhluk. Power of makhluk, stationary. It cannot do anything. Power of khaliq, user. So now the promise of the user is what? وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. This is Surah Hajj. Allah will help those who help his religion. Who is Allah? All powerful and overbearing everyone. In his words he says, وَلِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The King of Kings Allah, the Giver of Kingdoms Allah, the Snatcher of Kingdoms Allah, the Giver of Honor Allah, the bestower of disgrace Allah, the master of every atom in this world Allah, the transformer of night into day Allah, and the transformer of day into night Allah, and the bringer of life from death Allah, and the giver of death from life Allah, and the bestower on whomsoever he likes to the quantity that he likes Allah. That Allah will be in favor of the inviter. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُولَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ. Surah Mumin. Certainly Allah will help whom? His prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam and the believers. In this world, on the day of judgment, when the angels stand against you in evidence, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. The first ayat is from Surah Muhammad. Oh, the believers, if you will help me, I will help you. If you will help my religion, I will help you. And establish your feet firm against the enemy. And remember, when Allah will help you, nobody will be able to overpower you. Nobody can touch one hair of your body. Because he's not fighting with you, he's fighting with Allah. The creator, the doer, the cherisher, the sustainer, the maker, the breaker, the master of the day of judgment. Allah gives a warning, do not fight with my friends. If you fight with my friends and they say something against you, I will be compelled to execute what they ask for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand what Dawat and Tabligh is.
Yes, sir.
So when we will do the work of Dawat and Tabligh, what will happen? The power of Allah will use the power of makhluk in favor of the inviter and against those who refuse the invitation. It's very clear in the Quran. Not one, not two, not three. Hundreds of cases. You see, my darling brothers, when Nuh alayhi salam stood up on the invitation, his whole tribe opposed. He gave the dawat for the fixed period, 950 years, bore all the hardships. Then he did the dua. The weapon of dua comes after dawat. First dawat, then dua. Dua. Oh Allah, destroy these people. They are not going to improve. Then the power of Allah, use the power of makhluk, the water, entire tribe of Nuh alayhi salam gone. Who was saved? Those who accepted the invitation of Nuh alayhi salam and mounted the boat. And for the demonstrators of the world, who are the inviters of the world, he showed one lesson. He said, there is no nisbat in Islam, relationship in Islam. The criterion with Allah is amal. And how he showed? Nuh alayhi salam's son mounted on top of the mountain. His father said, you come and mount the boat. He said, no. I am mounting the mountain. You see, it will save me. He said, nothing can save from the wrath of Allah. He didn't listen. The power of Allah used the power of water. He was drowned. When he was drowning, the paygambar, the prophet of Allah said, oh Allah, your promise is haq. This is my son. He is drowning. Save him. He replied, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Oh no, this is not your child. His amal is غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. I cannot save him now. Finished. He was removed from the khandan of Nubuwwat, from the family of the Nabi Karim of that time.